Proclamation number 5704 of 22nd of June, 1953. Own responsibility. Statement on truth. Every person bears responsibility for his soul himself, and therefore it is not enough that he merely joins a community as a follower which relieves him of his own thinking, which prescribes his actions and omissions and which he now blindly follows without his own judgment as to whether the demands are justified, whether he himself can gain something for his soul if he does what is demanded of him. He bears a great responsibility towards his soul, for he prepares its fate for eternity through his conduct on earth. Nor will he ever be able to pass this responsibility on to people who have taught or guided him wrongly, because he himself was given intellect and free will and should make use of them. However, he himself is not serious about the immortality of his soul. He does not believe in it correctly. He is lukewarm towards everything that relates to his spiritual development. And he is to answer for it. Every person's thoughts will be pointed out. No person will be able to claim that he has never thought about the life after death. Everyone will process such thoughts within himself at times, but often reject them unwillingly and resist any further mental influence from the spiritual kingdom. And he must also answer for this, because he himself rejects every means which could help him gain the right realization. Every person has to answer for himself, and he has the right and the duty to take a stand himself on all teachings which are presented to him as spiritual truth. For he must just as well be able to accept them as error as accept them as truth, because it is demonstrable that there are many schools of thought and each one differs in its teachings from the other. If he now wants to represent one of them as truth, he first has to convince himself that this teaching is truth. And this requires a conscientious examination, which, however, he cannot undertake without God's call for his assistance. He must be interested in the pure truth and know that only truth will lead him to the aim, that only through truth can he help his soul to a blissful fate in eternity. And therefore he has the duty to search for the truth. Thus also to examine everything as to whether it corresponds to the truth. No person gains an advantage for his soul as a follower. He must gain everything for himself and therefore let his own will become active. He must always desire support from above. He must establish the bond with God himself and always seek to fulfill his will. This serious will soon also earn him right thinking. He will become aware of his state and his task on earth and now seriously strive to live such that he will one day be able to answer to God, his Creator and Father of eternity. Amen.